Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Five Questions With. Last week, we had some amazing guests on the show, and boy, did we deep dive into their worlds. But here's the best part. We also uncovered their fun and playful sides. Our host, Scott Fullerton, has a treat for you today. You see, Five Questions isn't just about serious stuff. We like to keep it light and quirky, too. We ask questions that let our guests show their wonderfully unique and playful sides. Imagine this. What would they do if they woke up as a squirrel one day? Or what's their favorite ice cream flavor that describes their personality? It's all about bringing out their hidden quirks and having a blast along the way. We believe that even the most successful and accomplished individuals have a fun side, and we're here to celebrate that. So get ready to witness the fun and playful side of our extraordinary guests. You'll laugh, you'll smile, and you might just discover a thing or two about them that you never knew. So sit back, grab a drink, and get ready for the show.
All right, everyone. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another Five Questions With, where we invite back our amazing guests from last week to have five more rounds in the hot seat, which is some goofy random questions. Joining me today, Charlie Sprinkman is here. He is the founder of Everywhere is Queer. If you missed our interview last week, be sure to check the link down below. We had a fantastic talk about his amazing website and app he's developed that lets you know queer-owned businesses all over the country and the world now. Amazing. Charlie, welcome back to the Left and Straight Show.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Well, I appreciate having you. Such an amazing business idea, and we had a great conversation about it. But let's get a little goofy. Ready for some five questions?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Question number one. If you could only have pizza, donuts, or steak for an entire month, which would you choose and how would you like them made?
Definitely cheese pizza. And I always have a like sriracha mayo dip on the side of my pizza.
Nice. I like that. All right. Very, very cool. All right, and we talk about you're a vagabond like I am. You've lived all over the country. Your app talks about LGBTQ cities everywhere and businesses. What if you had a place, what would be your favorite city to live in for a year and your least favorite to have to live in for a week?
I would say one of my favorites is Asheville, North Carolina. Nice. Or even Boone, North Carolina. North Carolina in general is just a beautiful state. And where I wouldn't want to live is probably Provo, Utah.
There you go. I like that. All right. Very good. Question number three, and I might know the answer to this. If you heard our interview, you might know this as well. What is your strategy for surviving a zombie apocalypse, and what drag queen would you want to survive it with?
Definitely Patagonia, as you heard in our episode, a huge environmentalist queen that has a lot of experience with the outdoors. So would love to be with Patty.
Nice. What's your survival skills? I mean, you're an outdoorsy person we talked about. What do you think your survival skills are in a zombie apocalypse?
Well, I mean, I've camped and slept in negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit. So I've got the winter gear down. So I have it all if there we need it, really for a few people. So
I like it. All right, let's go to the opposite extreme from zombies. What Disney character would you choose as your tag team partner in a wrestling match?
Oh my gosh, I'm not a Disney fan.
Oh no, Pixar. Cartoon, any cartoon.
Oh my gosh. I don't have a TV. I don't even like watch TV.
I love that actually. Yeah, that's a good answer.
You're stumping me on that one. Mario and Luigi, I do like playing Mario Kart every once in a while when whoever has it, I'm like, let's play, you know?
That is a good one. I will take that's an acceptable answer. You get that one to go. We'll have Mario and Luigi for the wrestling match. All right. And finally, we talk about this amazing app sporting all of these great LGBTQ owned businesses across the world. Besides your own now, if you could own any type of business and make it fabulously gay, what would it be?
Okay, well, I always have to. I'm so inspired by People's Inclusive Welding in Portland, Maine, which is learning how to weld. And it is very queer and trans owned. And, you know, I've never welded before, but I think it would be so badass to learn how to like weld and just make it so gay. And even more in that industry, like trade industry. I'm here for it. Let's make it more queer.
Great answer. I love that. Well, Charlie Sprinkman, you survived 5 questions. Let everyone know where they can find you on the web and where they can find your fantastic app.
Yeah, www.everywhereisqueer.com and Everywhere is Queer on Instagram and TikTok. And then our app is Everywhere is Queer on iOS and Android and is free.
Amazing. Charlie Sprinkman, thank you very much for being on the show. Guys, be sure to check out the link and check out our full interview we had last week. If it's Tuesday, it's always time for another 5 questions with. We'll see you next time. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye. All righty, guys. If it's Tuesday, it's time for another 5 questions with right here on the Left of Straight show. I'm so excited to have back from our interview last week, James Duke Mason is here. Duke was a fantastic interview last week. If you missed it, be sure to check out the link below there. We talked all about his Duke downloads, his writings and musings, and some excellent guests he's had on Instagram Live. Duke, thanks for coming back on the show. I appreciate it, my friend.
Happy to be here.
You ready to play a little 5 questions?
Excited. Let's do it.
All right. Question number 1, we talked about in your interview that I think you're just so great to all your friends. You have these great friendships that you share online. If you were to pick any fictional character to be friends with, who do you want to be your best friend?
Oh, God, that's a tough one. Fictional character. How about, oh, my God. You know, this is a really weird one. Maybe not that funny per se, but there was a movie called The Trip, which was a gay indie movie that inspired me to come out when I was 14. It was the first film I saw. It single-handedly changed my life, made me want to, you know, come out and be an activist and all that. The lead character in that movie, Tommy, I actually fell in love with when I was 14. And I rewatched the movie recently and I was like, oh my God, I love that character. I'm still in love with that character. And funnily enough, when I was about 10 years ago, when I was 23 or no, 21, I hosted a screening at Outfest of this film and got to meet the actor who played the guy that I fell in love with when I was 14. So, and he was straight in real life, of course, that actor, Steve Braun. Right. But anyway, that one came to mind because I just watched the movie the other day and I still love that character and I'm still in love with that character. So, you know,
that's amazing.
I love friend and boyfriend potentially. You know,
all right. Question number 2, you and I have talked a lot on air and off. We're both political junkies. If you were able to time travel to any historical event in the past, what would you like to go back and be able to witness firsthand?
I really would love to go back to 1984. And be at the Olympics in LA in the summer of 1984, because I really think LA, and just the 80s in general, but mid 80s in Los Angeles with, you know, Carson and, you know, the Olympics, and it just, and my, obviously, you know, my mom was, the Go-Go's were in LA that summer. They had a show at the Greek. I just look back on that era and thank God if I could pick any year, you know, not even on a political sense, but just like to have witnessed a time period. And I wish I could have gone back to the mid 80s and experienced what that was like, because it seems like it was a pretty magical period in pop culture history, you know?
Good choice. And it was, because I'm old enough to have been there for half of it. So nice. I like that.
I could go back from 1984 to 1989 or 1988, and just have experienced that like 4 or 5 year period. I would be like, that's, you know, that's, that sounds like it would have been pretty fun to be a part of.
It's some amazing time. I agree with that 100%.
Of course.
Well, you mentioned your mom. Of course, your mom is the fantastic Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's. Now, if you had to go against your mom in a lip sync battle, she couldn't sing live, how do you think you do, and what song would you compete against your mom on?
You mean one of her songs?
No, you could do any song. Well, just a lip sync. You had to challenge your mom to a lip sync battle. Pick any song you'd love to do to compete against, because you don't have to sing live. That'd be kind of hard to go against your mom live.
Oh, all right. I was going to say. How about Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney Spears?
I love it. That's hilarious. Would you have the knives?
Oh, my God. That was so frightening. Jesus. God, video. I mean, that.
Poor Britney, she has such good weeks, and then she just blows it all away. I just feel so bad for her.
Me too.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Question number four. I forgot what it was. Let's see. There we go. Okay. What is maybe the weirdest or most unusual talent you possess that nobody knows about?
I would say, I mean, even though I don't play a good musical instrument, I don't play a musical instrument, I'm not a good singer. I'd say I don't know if it's a talent per se, but I have a pretty good ear for music. Like, I love music, and I've become a pretty good house EDM aficionado. And, you know, I'm on my walks around the neighborhood, I'm discovering new EDM and techno and house music. And I don't know, I've become really into it, and I've gotten really into it. And I've always thought I'd make a really good, if I may say so myself, I think because I grew up listening to music, and like, I think I have a pretty good ear for music, and I think I'd probably make a good music producer or manager, because I love music, and that's not something that I necessarily talk about that much, but it's something that I really enjoy.
I love that. That's fantastic.
I love the fact that, you know, one of the reasons I love new and, you know, contemporary house and EDM and techno and all that is that a lot of it really does sound as if it was made in the 80s. And of course, I love, like, I got to see one of my favorite shows ever. I got to go see Pet Shop Boys and New Order at the Hollywood Bowl, and double billing. And to me, like, the reason I love that stuff is it sounds, I mean, it sounds a lot like, I mean, it basically inspired a lot of the house music that you hear now, you know? So I just love that whole, like, sort of electronic genre, I'd say.
That's awesome. And off topic, I mean, of course, you saw your mom at the Greek, but the Hollywood Bowl had an amazing season this summer. There was great people there like every other day, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. I was like, wow. It was pretty impressive.
I was blessed. I was wishing I was back there, that's for sure. All right, question number five, Duke. We talked about you bringing Duke Download back, which is where you're doing some amazing live interviews with friends and acquaintances there. Who are three people that may have passed that you would have loved to have been able to talk to and bring on a Duke's Download?
Say that one more time. Three people.
Three people that have passed on that aren't here anymore that would be really interesting people that you'd love to have talked to.
Harvey Milk. Larry Kramer, who's wrote The Normal Heart, and I actually got to meet one of the great gay rights activists, and I got to meet him when I was 18, but sadly he passed away a few years ago. I guess because the first two are kind of political, let me see. I'd love to have, God, wow, you know what? This is a weird one, I guess, another politician, but in contrast to the first two, I would love to talk to Ronald Reagan, because I think there, you know, as someone whose dad worked for Reagan in the White House, and, you know, I've talked to my dad a lot, because obviously, you know, it's always been kind of a weird thing for me, you know, knowing, like, having the experience of being a gay, young gay man and a gay rights activist, and, you know, with my dad's and my family history of knowing the Reagans and all that. I would be interested to ask him about you know, not that it makes it better, you know, that whether it was done maliciously or not. I mean, he obviously failed miserably on that issue of AIDS and all that. But I'd be interested to be able to talk to him and ask him, you know, why he did things the way he did. And also, you know, quick, interesting tidbit. Right before Nancy died, I was actually working with their daughter, Patty Davis, to try to get Nancy to agree to have some kind of acknowledgement at the Reagan Library of AIDS. And because currently, which is kind of hard to believe, the Reagan Library has no reference whatsoever to HIV and AIDS and with the whole issue. And so before Nancy died, we were going to work with Nancy to try to get them to, before she died, to change that. And then she passed away. So we didn't get that chance, but you know, but that, now that I think of it, that's something actually that I might try to take up again, because, you know, I think as someone who both is gay and a gay rights activist and also has, you know, had knew the Reagans and had, you know, sort of a, you know, has a personal relationship there, having with my dad, having worked for the administration, all that. I thought maybe I could be a unique position to help try to, you know, make that happen. So
that'd be amazing, because it doesn't surprise me that it's not there, and it should be. And also, I mean, just as actor background, I'd love to know about.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I would just be interested to know his acting background, who in the closet back in those days and everything, and what his relationships were with some of those actors.
Well, I'll tell you also, this, I know I'm veering off to a million tangents, but this is really interesting. This is kind of ironic. At Kirk Douglas's house here in L.A., which was sold, I think, soon after he passed away a few years ago, they had photos from the house, and they had this like this little pathway with like rocks in the ground in the garden where people, guests that would come over to the house back in, I guess, the 50s and the 60s would sign the rocks at this house. And one rock in the garden, swear to God, says James Mason. So my grandfather signed it. Rock Hudson and Ronald Reagan. And I was like, wow, that's ironic, considering obviously, you know, the Rock Hudson Reagan thing, you know, when he, you know, he eventually passed away of AIDS, but also the fact that James had a gay grandson. And I mean, that was just a weird, and then my dad working for Reagan, it was just a weird, like, yeah, weird, very random, weird coincidence that, but.
Oh my God, I could imagine. That's a great story.
Party. I don't know if that means they were all at the same party, or I don't know what that means, but, you know, I guess maybe they signed it at different times. Anyway, just another random tidbit of information.
That's an amazing story. I love that, though. That is so cool. Well, Duke Mason, you made it through 5 questions. Thanks so much. Be sure to let everyone know where they can find your Substack so they can find some of these great writings that you have, and where they can find you on Instagram for when the interviews come back.
Instagram.com/JamesDukeMason and JamesDukeMason.substack.com.
Fantastic. Stay on the line for me, Duke. Guys, this was another 5 questions with, because if it's Tuesday, it's always time for 5 questions. Check out my full interview with Duke down below there from last week. We had a great chat. We'll talk to y'all next Tuesday, because if it is Tuesday, it is 5 questions with.
Thanks for watching and listening to 5 questions with. Here on Left of Straight Podcasts, where we put our interview guests from the previous week and special best of guests on the hot seat for 5 more random and fun questions. Be sure to tune into all of our podcasts and please share them with your friends and give us a 5-star rating or thumbs up. You can follow us on social media and find contests and never miss an episode on our website, www.leftofstraight.com. See you next Tuesday.